Now, with more than 5,000 children in the care of the state, there's a huge reliance on foster care. A continuous problem, however, is the shortage of foster carers. It leads to more people having children having to be placed in residential units and having to adapt to these short-term settings without certainty of when or if they will be placed in a more stable setting of a foster home, which is the preferred option. The Irish Foster Care Association has expressed concern about how children, including some babies and infants, are being moved about in this way. Its chief executive, Corinne Hassan, has said it's a sad state of affairs when there is a struggle to place babies. And Corinne joins me now to discuss this situation. Corinne, thank you very much for coming in. Before we look at the specific challenges, this time of year, it's a special time for children, and it is particularly important for the thousands of children, the most vulnerable children, those in the care of the state. We know their circumstances and experiences are different, but what is it like for children who are in foster care at Christmas?
Absolutely. And just to say thank you so much for having me on today. Yes, whenever children are in care, Christmases can be hugely challenging. I mean, they're dealing with not being at home with their birth family. And for some children, that is difficult. Foster families try their best to just keep everything as normal as possible. You know, whenever they're making it fun and exciting for their own birth children, if they have any in the house, they're doing exactly the same for those children in foster care. And I suppose there's one group that I would like to kind of call out specifically here today. And that's what we call children who foster. So they are birth children of foster carers. So not only are they opening up their homes to these children that are coming in, but they're opening up their families as well. And they are quite often trying to make Christmas as fun, as exciting as possible. You know, Christmas for many families is challenging, it's overwhelming, but whenever you have a child who is in care, living in your home, there's lots of added complexities. So it's just about trying to keep routines, trying to reassure the child where they're going to be for Christmas, what's going to happen, that Santa is coming to them as they are with the other children, and making sure that piece of, I suppose, stability is there for that child over the Christmas period.
And you say the nurturing and support, obviously, so crucial for these children, many who have had traumatic life experiences. Concern, though, being raised in recent years over a fall in the number of foster carers. We know that it was at over 91% of children who were in the care of the state were once in foster care 5 years ago, but now that has fallen below that. And how bad is the situation then?
Yeah, so we're now at 87% of children in foster care, and we want that number to go well above the 90%. In fact, if we get it up to as close to 100%, that's where we need to be. We know that children are better placed at home with a foster care. You know, somebody who gets them up and morning, knows what they want for their breakfast, gets them out to school, they're there for them at the end of the day. That's where we want children to be. That's where they thrive. So whenever you hear that children, you know, we're struggling to get places for them, they are being moved about different foster families, there's different types of fostering, that's a real challenge. You know, these children, you know, they're all going through trauma. You know, whenever you're removed from your home, that's a traumatic experience. But then on top of that, we have additional complexities. You know, has there been abuse? Has there been, you know, sexual abuse? Is there, you know, neurodivergence as well? So there's lots of different things going on for these children. So we want them to be in a safe, loving foster home. So what we want to talk about is really getting people to understand what fostering is, and to have people have that conversation with their families to see if fostering is an option for them.
Do you know specifically what the reasons might be for the drop in the numbers fostering?
I think life in general, you know, you need to have a space for that child to sleep. So quite often you need to have a separate room for a child coming into your home. You know, we're going through a housing crisis at the minute. Many people who are my age are moving back home with parents. You know, two people have to kind of work to earn a living to kind of keep a mortgage going. So what we're looking at is life, essentially. You know, fostering, there's a new alternative care strategy that's been looked at. And what we're hoping that will do is really look at our lives now and to make sure that fostering can fit into people's lives. You know, years ago, people didn't think that a single person could foster. That's absolutely the case now. So we really want people to kind of look and to see if this would fit into your life.
And I suppose then in terms of the government increase in the weekly allowance to cover costs, did you notice any difference in that when that was made then for the first time in 15 years in terms of retaining foster carers? Because obviously cost of living does play a part.
Yeah, I think it helped, but only very slightly. You know, you mentioned it was the first time they had an increase in 15 years. And I think a lot of foster carers, they don't necessarily want to talk about money because, you know, that seems quite impersonal. And, you know, it's a very human thing that they're doing, looking after the children. But the truth is, it costs money. So the increase of €75 brought the weekly allowance for a child under 12 up to 400 and for a child over 12 up to 425. But whenever these children are going to access visits, they might have psychological appointments. There's lots of different traveling running about. That money goes fairly quickly. You know, that's to cover all food, clothing, bedding, school supplies, the full works. So it really hasn't had the impact that it would need to have. We at the Irish Foster Care Association, we're really pushing for government to index link the foster care allowance so that foster carers know that that will increase as inflation continues to go. We're also asking them to really, really look at the pensions, because a foster carer doesn't get the contributions towards their contributory pension. And quite often you might have a foster carer who could have 40 or 50 children in their homes through their lifetime, and they're not entitled to contributory pension at the end of it. So we're really calling the government to look at that now.
There's also a lot of foster carers who also are going to retire, and so that naturally leaves a gap.
Yeah.
When you speak about the 87% in foster care, so for that 13% then, when they are being placed in different residential units, and you did highlight before the struggle to place babies. So can you just describe, I suppose, if you don't have the foster care and then you have to have wraparound supports, surely that's a much more significant cost to the state, and then also to the trauma of the child who's been placed in this care setting.
Definitely, 100% you're right there about the trauma. You know, just to say the cost, so if you have a child over 12, as I mentioned earlier, that's €425 that's going per week from the state into the foster carer's allowance for the child. If you have a child who's in a residential care setting, that's around €8,000 per week. So the costs are absolutely staggering. But then whenever you think about the residential setting, you know, you don't have a family there to look after you. You have staff. You know, these people, you know, they change, they're in and out. They don't necessarily know you as much as what a foster family would. But what we can find as well is children are moved about. So they get used to one place, they're settled, they're kind of getting used to the way of things, and then they're maybe moved on again. And the impact of that for a child who's already been removed from the birth family is hugely, hugely, hugely traumatic. So not only is it more cost effective to have a child in foster care, but we know that that is the best place for them to be nurtured, to be loved, to be minded, and essentially to thrive better in life.
In this context then, because obviously TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency that's tasked with organising the care of these children, they had a strategy, the latest one, 2022 to 2025, to address this specific issue of a foster care shortage. So has it worked, or is it working when you see that there is a drop in foster carers?
I think they're doing their best. More needs to be done. And we do challenge TUSLA quite a lot in terms of their policies and procedures and making sure that they're really looking at the whole foster family as a being. You know, I think over the years, and rightly so, there's a huge focus on the child, but we need to make sure that we're minding the foster carers. We need to make sure that they are getting the supports. You know, whenever you hear about foster carers, you know, waiting to see counsellors because maybe the impact of a placement breakdown, you know, that shouldn't be the case. So the new strategy, or the strategy they have currently, it is ending this year, and we are hoping to see that the next strategy will really have that focus on foster carers to make sure that they're minded as well. They have brought in a fostering lead in the last couple of years, and I think that has really, really supported it. But as we can see in the news, and we've heard through different stories across the year, there needs to be a lot more attention given to foster carers.
And as you did refer to earlier, that the Minister for Children last month launched that consultation process for a new plan for children in the care system. So it will be interesting to see what that will entail. But just in the short term, and the awareness around who can be a foster carer, do you think there's enough knowledge around who could be eligible for such? And I suppose understanding as well that those strong bonds that are formed with foster families when children can ultimately stay in a home until adulthood?
Absolutely. I definitely do not think that there is the understanding there. You know, years ago it used to be, and I hate to be very heteronormative, you know, a husband and wife, the husband would be out working, the wife would be at home raising children. They'd get to an age where it would be like, God, you know, we could maybe take in, you know, and it was very much an extra mouth to feed and an extra child in the home. Whereas now, again, I mentioned kind of the lifestyle that we all live, it's very different. You know, these children are coming with very traumatic backgrounds, they maybe come from homes that have addiction, so they need more support. So they do need people that have flexibility, and that's one of the biggest things for foster carers. You know, you don't necessarily need to give up your job. Some foster carers do, depending on the children that come into their homes, but you need to have that flexibility, and you need to have time. You know, you need to be able to sit with a child who has trauma and be there for them in their good days, but also in the days that are really, really challenging. You know, foster carers, when you listen to the stories that they tell you, they're the most remarkable people, and they don't see themselves like that, and sometimes they hate whenever people talk about them like that. But what they do for children, the most vulnerable children who are in care of the state, is unbelievably amazing. But just to say, the one thing I would say is we have a helpline in the Irish Foster Care Association. All of our details are on the website, ifca.ie. Pick up the phone and have a chat with our staff to see if fostering is something for you and your family.
Corinne, thank you very much for telling us about the importance of foster care.